China, U.S. freedom of speech is fake because people criticized LeBron James. By Francis Martel on October 17, 2019. The Chinese state propaganda outlet Global Times declared free speech does not exist in the United States in a column on Wednesday. It cited as evidence the fact basketball player LeBron James has faced criticism for defending his business interests with the communist regime in Beijing. International observers, basketball fans, and lawmakers alike panned James' statements this week that Houston Rockets general manager Daryl Morey should have waited a week to defend the peaceful pro-democracy protesters of Hong Kong because James was in China at the time and Morey's comments personally inconvenienced him. James contended that freedom of speech had negative consequences, echoing the pages of the Global Times. Following James' comments, The Times and similar Communist Party media outlets changed the tenor of their NBA coverage completely. From justifying Chinese communists celebrating the September 11th jihadist attacks despite Morey to encouraging Chinese people to support NBA players because they had no control over Morey's remarks. Morey sparked a global controversy by publishing an image on Twitter reading, "Fight for freedom, stand with Hong Kong." The NBA forced him to delete the tweet and apologize profusely. It also issued its own kowtowing apology to the Communist Party. Facing extreme backlash from disgusted fans at home, NBA Commissioner Adam Silver later attempted to claim that Morey was supported in his freedom of speech, but did not clarify by who. Morey has not made any public comments since his apology for posting a statement in defense of freedom and human rights. James has faced no professional repercussions for defending communist China and has lost no endorsement deals. He has also faced no legal consequences for his remarks, as the United States fully protects its citizens' rights to express themselves politically. Despite this, the Global Times declared American freedom of speech fake because other Americans objected to James' remarks. Americans humiliated James, the newspaper claimed, a response that impressed Chinese society deeply. Freedom of speech in the U.S. is indeed fake, the propaganda outlet declared. It must be based on political correctness. In other words, as Morey's support for Hong Kong protests is in line with U.S. political correctness, it should be categorized as freedom of speech which must be strongly defended. But James' criticism of Morey, which is not politically correct enough, has nothing to do with freedom of speech. The Global Times provided no evidence of any individual in America declaring that James did not have the right to state his opinion. China's difficulties come mainly from the internet opinion. But there is no lack of institutional forces to manage them in Chinese society. The newspaper, one of the few legal media outlets in the country, as it is paid for and controlled by the Communist Party, said. However, the trouble in the U.S. lies more in its system. The internet, mainstream media outlets, and political figures such as members of Congress have joined hands to crack down on buffers like James who tried to mitigate the NBA row. In a separate article, the Global Times also used its usual trick of claiming that Chinese netizens had supported James' comments and were outraged that anyone would criticize them, not noting in this article what it did in the last. Beijing heavily regulates online opinion and no comments that Communist Party dictator Xi Jinping personally disagrees with are allowed to remain online. Nonetheless, the Times applauded the restraint of the Chinese people and claimed it was America that has zero tolerance for different opinions. James' move was just an expression of his views, which should be respected, never satirized or treated violently. A government-approved user argued, the Times said, adding freedom from satire to its definition of free speech. Hu Zijin, head propagandist at the Global Times, teased this line of attack on Twitter Wednesday, receiving a barrage of mockery and insults for asking, "Does LeBron James have the freedom to express disagreement with Morey?" As a tool of the Communist Party, who is one of the few Chinese citizens allowed to use Twitter. Millions of people in Hong Kong, legally protected from falling under Chinese communist rule, have taken the streets since June demanding the Communist Party stop attempting to usurp the power of its government. As authorities have responded with extreme violence, protesters are now also demanding that police be held accountable for brutalizing the protesters and that their peers, prisoners of conscience, be freed. Morey expressed support for their movement. James, returning from lucrative exhibition matches in China this week, weighed in after the Global Times' who had announced that he had ordered his writers to back off from the NBA, which now feared losing too much money from outraged American fans and having that profit loss trickle down to China. James called Morey uneducated and said his remarks were the negative consequences of freedom of speech. Attempting to clarify on Twitter after near-unanimous condemnation, James added that he would not discuss the substance of the Hong Kong protests, but that he only meant to criticize Morey for not taking James' personal business dealings in China into account. Follow Francis Martel on Facebook and Twitter.